So, my name is Jack Clark, and I'm interviewing my grandfather, whose name is Domus, and we are interviewing in Manhattan Beach. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Domus Philokaitis. I'm Jack's grandfather, and I'm 73 years old.
Sounds good. So the first question I want to ask you is basically about your childhood. Do you want to tell me about what it was like growing up?
I had a lot of fun. I grew up in Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, which is a medium-sized town, city. And I went to public schools. I went to grammar school, then I went to junior high school. I took French and Latin and algebra, junior high school, in the sixth grade. And when I was about 12 years old, we family moved to California. And then I went to high school in Los Angeles, and then went on to college.
Sounds good. And what was your dream job growing up?
If I had a dream job, it took me a long time to determine what I wanted to do in life, what career I would pursue. So I don't know if I ever had a dream job.
What was my mom like growing up?
Well, your mother was a very good child. She always never caused any problems. She was very quiet. And she was a very good child.
Sounds good. And how did you meet Grandma Janet?
I met Grandma Janet on a, I was introduced to her by friends. And we met at a, doing the 6K run. We both ran on a 6K. That's where I met Janet for the first time.
And how did you... How did you feel when you first met my dad?
I was impressed. He was, he's tall, big man. He's very impressive and has a great demeanor. And to put up with Stacy, your mom, he's wonderful.
What were some of your favorite things while you were growing up?
Games. I like to play poker, shoot pool, play chess. Those types of games or athletic things.
Continue.
Just games or just athletics also?
Oh, both.
Okay. Oh, then I played basketball in high school. And, tennis.
Sounds good. And how did you feel when you first learned that you were going to become a grandparent?
Well, I was ecstatic. That was great news. Yeah, great news.
Were you scared at all, maybe, about like what was going to happen?
Well, you're always concerned about, how the kids are going to do. No, not really, because... Dad was, he was working, and Stacy was working, your mom was working, so no, I had no concerns, really. They were doing very well for a young couple.
Yeah. And, a couple more questions here. Did you have really a role model growing up? Like someone...
I think my dad was my role model. You know, he was very kind, thoughtful. He had a temper, but he was very good, very generous.
That's good. Everyone. Did you ever face, like, any adversity in your life?
Did I ever, what about, oh, sure, everyone's had adversity, you know, your parents die. That's kind of a sad time, difficult time. Get divorced, that's a difficult time. So, yeah.
How did you, what did you do to help yourself get over this kind of, like, mountain that's, like, adversity?
Well, I had some counseling. You know, I went to a counselor to talk about these things and to try to get over it. So, yeah, that helped kind of put my mind at ease.
Do you have any stories that you could tell me about, like, that first day walking into Northrop Grumman? Like, did you feel intimidated at all? Like, of the size of the
plane? Sure, I was scared, yeah. I got a job at, it wasn't Northrop Grumman, it was at, my first job was with Douglas Aircraft, McDonnell Douglas Aircraft. I walked back, you know, they gave me the job, and then they found out that I wasn't a citizen. So my parents came to the United States, they didn't have me, they didn't make me a citizen. So I wasn't a citizen of the United States. So I couldn't go to work for 6 months until they got that straightened out, until a relative of ours is a judge in Long Beach, and he knew people in the naturalization service. Downtown, and they gave me my naturalization papers. I answered a few questions, and he made me a citizen so I could go to work at McDonnell Douglas.
That sounds like a very complicated process.
Yeah, it was.
One more question. Do you have, like, any regrets, like, any stuff you wish you could do, you wish you could have done?
Oh, probably. I can't think of any offhand, but, yeah, you always think you can do things a little differently, and I guess overall, I don't, but, I, you know, you've got some things, but I can't think of any offhand, but. What is this for?
Oh, this is for my English class. We're doing this project for Thanksgiving. And I didn't have a chance to do it over the break, so.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me interview you. It's very interesting to learn.
You're welcome, Jack. You're welcome. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are they going to play this, or are you going to write a paper about it, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to write a paper about it. After I finish that, I'm going to make a slideshow about it. Or a video or a drawing.
Okay. Do you have enough information for your project?
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jack. Take care. We'll see you guys Sunday, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.